This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Larry Kudlow Show. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great pleasure to be with you this weekend. It's not a fabulous weekend for world news with war raging in the Middle East. Israel massing at the borders of Gaza, ready to go in with their much-anticipated ground assault. And there's unrest throughout the Middle East. The Middle East is basically blown up under Joe Biden. It is basically blown up under Joe Biden. By the way, we're going to talk quite a bit about this today with various experts, but it's worth noting not only the barbaric invasion of Israel by Hamas. Of course, Iran is the puppeteer, the financier, the master planner, the potential for two fronts, one in the north with Lebanon and Hezbollah, one in the south with Hamas in Gaza. But also, it's worth noting that various Iran-backed terrorist groups are taking pot shots, firing missiles, cruise missiles, at American warships. And American warships stationed in the Straits of Hormuz, stationed in the Mediterranean. But they're knocking them out. The U.S. is knocking them out. But nobody's really talked much about that. And I don't know. Joe Biden wants to declare war against Iran or not. We'll talk about that with some of our experts coming up. By the way, you can get us live streaming here on the radio. You can live stream us on the internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. You can hear us throughout the country, around the world, throughout the solar system, and the Milky Way. You can get us during the week, Fox Business. The name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. If you can't get us at 4, there's a replay at 7, or you can DVR the show. Just get your favorite 9-year-old to text you, show you how to DVR the show. I want to make a couple comments at the top about Joe Biden's speech Thursday night. You know, I will commend Biden. I'm not a supporter of his, as you folks know. I will commend Biden, though, for his support of Israel. At least so far, his speeches in Israel, before he went to Israel this past week, Thursday night, I will commend him. And he is asking for money to replenish the Iron Dome and provide other military and munitions, various munitions, weaponry. This is good. Strong support of Israel. Very, very important. In Israel, Biden's a pretty popular guy, reading about it in the Wall Street Journal. It's a good story about that. But I was not happy with Biden's coupling of Ukraine and Israel. I mean, I thought if he had stayed on Israel in his speech, it would have been a real spectacular speech. But he didn't. And he makes this point how we got to keep helping Ukraine. And by the way, I'm not defending Vladimir Putin. I think Putin's brutal incursion into Ukraine is a terrible thing. I completely oppose it on all grounds. Make no mistake about that. But when Biden says that in both cases, the attackers, Hamas and Putin, want to annihilate Ukraine and Israel, that's just not true. I mean, the issue in Ukraine is an issue of statehood and sovereignty. Putin does not wish to annihilate Ukraine, as bad as that story is. He basically wants to just take it over, reincorporate it into the Russian Empire. Whereas Hamas wants to annihilate Israel, destroy Israel, send them out into the sea. In fact, Hamas's whole reason for being, and which Biden says, Biden is correct on this. He makes it very clear that he understands the whole reason for Hamas is to destroy Israel. But Israel is fighting for its very existence. And indeed, Iran would like to destroy Israel, and Iran would like to destroy the United States. But Putin wants to just take over Ukraine, add it to his empire. So they're very different. And with respect to financing the Ukraine war, again, I don't want to pull the plug on Ukraine financing, but I do feel that in Congress, in the debate, they should be debating Ukraine separately from the debate regarding Israel. There won't be any debate regarding Israel, except for some crazy people on the far left, Tlaib and some of the quartet crowd, bunch of nutcases. There'll be almost unanimous support for Israel. There will not be unanimous support for Ukraine. I reckon there will be a lot of support to help Taiwan. And the other piece of the funding, $106 billion funding, with respect to the U.S. southern border, I don't know what they're doing there. That is not, by the way, to close the border. That is to expedite people coming across, which is very bad. And that needs to be debated separately. So I don't like this one-size-fits-all. I don't like this one package. All of these issues should be debated separately. So that was my biggest problem with Biden in that speech. Again, good on Israel. But we have to debate Ukraine, whether there's an exit strategy, whether there's diplomatic initiatives, whether there's potential for some kind of ceasefire, peace discussions. All these things have not been discussed, and they need to be discussed, because the Ukrainian situation is different than the Israeli situation. The United States has to pledge itself unambiguously, virtually without limits, to the support of Israel. I can't say the same about Ukraine. We also have to make sure we're dealing with Taiwan, but we need a full public discussion of United States' efforts with respect to Taiwan to stop our enemy, China. And the southern border is a catastrophe. There are stories, folks, how people from Central and South America coming across the border are now a minority of people coming across the border. Whatever the number in total since Biden has come in, 5 million, 6 million, the reality is they're coming from all around the world, and they're coming from a lot of terrorist countries. You know, Donald Trump closed that off years ago. Now it's a wide open border, and that really requires its own discussion, quite apart from Israel and quite apart from Ukraine. And what Biden is doing is lumping everything into one package. This is bad policy. It creates moral ambiguities, and it creates military ambiguities. So I don't like this one bit. Now, on the Israeli war, and again, the troops are massing. They have not yet formally come in, although Israeli commandos have been in, and of course the precision air bombing has been unbelievable. Good for Israel. God bless Israel across the board. But here the issue is Iran. We, the United States government, under Biden, as was the case under Obama, has been appeasing Iran. we will have the distinguished historian and foreign policy professor, Walter Russell Mead, will be here at the half hour, and we will spend a half hour talking to Professor Mead about the Iranian problem. But the Bidens have appeased and coddled Iran. They have given up on any of the sanctions. They still want to make a deal, some kind of nuclear deal with Iran, which would provide even more financial assistance. They have permitted Iran not simply to produce more oil, but to sell the oil predominantly to our enemy in China and elsewhere. The United States is not blocking shipping. They're not blocking airplane, overland airplane. They're not blocking business. They're not enforcing the sanctions. So Israel has built up quite an impressive financial war chest. You know, in round numbers, maybe from $3-4 billion of foreign exchange reserves 3 years ago, now up to perhaps $70 billion. Oil revenues, which are virtually flat. I mean, they were producing a couple of 100,000 barrels a day when Trump left office. Now they're up to 3.5 to 4 million barrels a day. Again, most of the sales are to China. There's probably $50, $60, $70 billion worth of oil revenues. This has made Iran stronger. This has given Iran more money to finance Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad and Houthis and all the other terrorist groups that Iran is financing. And we haven't done anything with it. I mean, it's no surprise. Give them the money, and the Iranians will spread it around. And they're the master plotters. They're the puppeteers, as well as the financiers. This barbaric Hamas invasion was 2 years in the making, and Iran was part of this every step of the way from what we can gather from the existing evidence and intelligence reports. It's a very bad story. And Mr. Biden did not address that in his speech. That was his second mistake. Not only the moral equivalence between Ukraine and Israel, which was his first mistake, but he refused to address Iran. He says at one point, we'll continue to hold them accountable, comma, I might add, period, end quote. I might add? What's he talking? I mean, this should have been first and foremost. And still, throughout this Israeli crisis now, even with his support of Israel, we still have not cracked down on Iran. We are not stopping their shipping. We are not stopping their oil sales. By the way, we're not doing much. You know, Iran and Iranian-backed groups firing on American ships, as I said earlier. We're not doing a thing about it. By the way, there are 30-some-odd dead Americans and another 10 to 15 American hostages, and Biden is not focused on that. This is a direct insult to the United States. You think Reagan wouldn't have made a fuss about 32 Americans killed by Hamas or 10 or 15 taken hostage? You think Donald Trump wouldn't have made a fuss about the same thing? Biden hardly talks about it. He mentions it in passing as a statistic, but he does not put any military or foreign policy or moral force behind it. We can't let this happen. We cannot let this happen. The hostage issue is a vexing issue. There's no question about that. The Israeli hostages, the American hostages. But these were places where Biden's speech to the nation Thursday night was sorely lacking. He's not tough enough. He is not tough enough. Weakness breeds weakness. Weakness breeds weakness around the world, for sure, in the Middle East with great certainty. We had peace in the Middle East under Donald Trump. We have had a blowout, a military and terrorist blowout and blow up in the Middle East and elsewhere around the world under Joe Biden. Peace through strength? I would say right now it is weakness. Mr. Biden didn't look good. His words were slurred. This was problematic also. But most of all, at least now, we can say, hopefully, that Biden is backing Israel. Now the question is, will he interfere? Will he interfere with the Israeli Defense Forces as they make their move to annihilate Hamas, which is order number one? We'll talk some more about that as the show continues. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
I'm Larry Kudlow. We are, of course, talking about the war, but I'm going to get a sidebar. My pals in the Republican Congress, House of Representatives, are not doing well. They can't seem to get themselves a speaker. And you need a speaker in order to call the House into session and to move on with the business of the House. The business of the House, among other things, is supplying some supplemental funding to Israel, our greatest ally, the only democracy in the Middle East. So it's all a big disappointment. My friend Jim Jordan's candidacy went down. My friend Steve Scalise's candidacy went down before that. And before that, my friend Kevin McCarthy's candidacy went down. And Mr. Matt Gaetz, who has been singled out correctly. I mean, they unleashed the torrent here by going after McCarthy. I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. I don't need to sit around and rail against Gaetz. I don't understand the guy. I don't know the man, so I'll leave it at that. But I think the whole thing's a big mistake. Now, the question is picking up the pieces. They've got to get moving. I mean, look, in addition to supplemental funding for Israel and other foreign aid, they've got to pass a budget. I think it would be better to not shut the government down again. They're going to have to, I don't know whether it's going to be a continuing resolution, but the budget work has to be done committee by committee. Regular budget order. I do not want one gigantic omnibus bill, just like I don't want one gigantic omnibus foreign aid supplement. As I said earlier, Ukraine has to be looked at on its own merits. Israel, separate conversations on Ukraine, on Israel and Taiwan and the southern border. All that has to be done. And, of course, the investigations of the Biden scandals. And Mr. Comer's committee has found, I had Marjorie Taylor Greene on the show last night. I mean, they've got a $200,000 check that was washed through some fund by James Biden, the brother, and then the money went right to Joe Biden. I don't know enough about that. You've got Iranian cutouts and spies in the U.S. government. We don't know enough about that. That has to run through the oversight committees and the judiciary committees and the Ways and Means committees. We need tax policy to foster better economic growth and lower inflation. It's just a lot of work that needs to be done. The GOP doesn't look great right now. They can recoup. I mean, people won't necessarily remember this a year from now, but they've got to get the job done. I don't know who the right guy is. There are going to have to be compromises along the way. It is a conservative Congress, but it lacks a speaker. We'll take a break here. Walter Russell Mead, writing brilliant things about Israel and Iran and some Biden failures, coming up next. Please stick around. I'm Kudlow.